on the Indian of Nisuin. I'm going to Vayikra Shavuos, but on the Indian of Nisuin, thought of a very, very interesting Yisod, the Indian of a Chasana. And it's nice that it's a Chon of a Chag of Shavuos, because we say B'yom Chasunosai or B'yom Simchas Liboy. B'yom Chasunosai Zu Matan Torah. B'yom Simchas Liboy, B'nei Beis Hamikdash. So the Indian of a Chasana is Shayach to a Beis Hamikdash, to Matan Torah, to understand the whole idea. What is the simcha? What is the simcha of a chasana? Chasana kala. What is the goydel mitzvah simcha to be mesameach the chasana kala? Say it's a happy day. No, a mitzvah is a happy day. This is a happy day. What is the simcha? What is the greatest simcha of a chasana? What is the greatest simcha of a chasana? Once we understand the goydel simcha of a chasana, we'll understand the kesha between the chasana matan Torah and Beis Hamikdash. The answer is, to understand the Goydel HaSimcha, we have to look at a Goydel HaEtzev. And if you see the cause of a Goydel HaEtzev and understand when that cause is taken away, the Goydel Inyan of Simcha, now it explains Simcha's Chosen and Kal. So we always quote the first Bechia as the Mayim HaTachtoinim Boichim, that they want to be reunited, they want to go up to back to Shemayim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Menachem them by writing a Kol Karbon Chatakriv Melach. The word Mayim HaTachtoinim is salty. Mayim HaTachtonim is salty, and Mayim HaTachtonim is salty, Al Kol Karboncha Takriv Melech. So that's how the Bein Shem was Menachem, the Mayim HaTachtonim that was crying. The question is, why Dafka on the Mizbeach? Why Dafka Karbonus? So you can put Melech in the Oran, you can put Melech in the Mizbeach HaKtoris, you can put Melech on the Menorah, on the Shulchan. Why do you have to put Melech? Why do you have to be Menachem, the Mayim HaTachtonim, with the Indian of Karbonus? So Pashim Pshat, you can say, because Korbanus is Mala, everything Lamala, so it's Kilo, it's Mala, Lamala, back to its Shoyrish. But Bo'emika Inyan is the following. Bo'emika Inyan, the Kesha between Melech and Korbanus is, Melech is crying, is Bechia, is Atzlus, and the Tikkun of that, the Hamtaka of that is Inyan of Korbanus. Why? Kamaisa, Tziyadua, that Davin is same, Shal Adam Mavdina. The chetam of a person, they are mavdil between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A chet is mavdil. A mitzvah is tzavsa. A mitzvah is a loshen tzavsa, a loshen chibur. A mitzvah is a loshen of chibur. And a chet is a loshen of, is a bechina of pirud. The Mayim HaTachtonim that were crying, the Mayim HaTachtonim were separated in Yom Sheini. Yom Sheini is the Yom Kiluk Din. Yom Rishon is chesed. Yom Rishon of Ma'aseh Bereishis was din. And din means to make a hafrada. When a person sins, there's a period, there's a mechitza between him, mechitza mavdil bein HaKadosh Baruch Hu lebein Knesset Yisrael. And that's the atzus that a person's crying, that he's not facing, he's not upon him with Hashem anymore, he's rochek, he's nisrachik from HaKadosh Baruch Hu anymore. That's the atzus. Then the kaparas avoynus gufa brings the simcha. Because kaparas avoynus gufa breaks away the mechitza and allows a person back to be mesiachid with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Melech, if he's a kumdais moritik, while kol korban chatakir melech, because the korbanus is the mechaper, the korbanus bring a kapora. The whole melech is al shem the mayim atachtoinim boichim. The mayim atachtoinim were nisrachik, and that refers to all avoinus that a person is nisrachik, and that causes etzev. So the tikkun for that is what? The tikkun for that is when we put them on them, put the melech on the mizbeach. The mizbeach is the mechaper, and Melech that reunites the thing, and Melech that leads to a simcha. So Melech you see the marshal Yom Kippur is the day of kapara, and therefore Yom Kippur there's no other Hakadosh Baruch Hu is in the kodesh hakadoshim. The shchina shayra by Dabar Hashem Elof Mel comes through the Beinah Ben Shtei Abadim. Hare the shchina resides in the kodesh hakadoshim. Shchina resides kol zman there's no kapara. There's mechitzas. There's koide, there's the chotzer, there's the oil moed, there's the peroiches hamavdil ben this, and the peroiches hamavdil ben that. There's mechitzas hamavdilas. When there's chatoim. On Yom Kippur, where everything is nischaper, when everything is nischaper in Yom Kippur, there the Kohen Gadol goes lifnai velifnim, meaning there's no more mechitzas anymore. Once there's a kapara, so there's no more mechitzas anymore. No more mechitzas anymore. Then we get reunited with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the yichud that we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yom Kippur. And that causes the Moedik HaSimcha. And that's after what we have in Sukkot, Man Simcha Seyni. We don't have another Yom Tov where the whole musaf of the Yom Tov is al shame that we're together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like on Shmini Atzeres, HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks, Ikvi Imi. Od Yom Echad. We're together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That comes through Mechilas Avoinus. When there's no Mechilas, when there's Avoinus, Avoinus or Mechitza, Mavdalas. Kaparas Avoinus breaks the Mechitzas. Once it breaks the Mechitzas, then we are together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's the state of Yom Kippurim and Sukkot. Yom Kippur is where the Kapara comes. Mele the Mechitzas Ki'ilu fall down and the Kohen Gadol is in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And that brings back to the Matzav of Simcha, because if the period caused the Yatzvus, the Avoinus caused the Yatzvus, the period, so being back to the Kodesh Baruch Hu brings the Simcha, and that's the whole Indian of Simcha of Chag HaSukkos as well. So maybe with that we can understand the same thing. The Chosin and Kala we know represent, the Chosin is Kavi Yochel, Kavi Kutshu Brichu, and the Kala is Knesset Yisrael. A Zivug is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Knesset Yisrael come together. Till then there was a period. Chosin's got Averis, Kala's got Averis, Chmon and Islam. And therefore there's a period. On the Yom HaChasunosoi, which is on the Yom HaChupa, which is the Bechina of Yom Kippur, as it says in the Svar Makdoshim. And there the Chosin and the Kala get Kaporas Avoinus. When the Chosin and the Kala get Kaporas Avoinus, then there's Zoychet to be Misiachet together, and then there's no Mechitzas anymore. Till then there was Mechitzas Mavdilis. When there's no Avoinus anymore, there's no Mechitzas Mavdilis. And when there's no Mechitzas Mavdilis, then that is the Misiachet together. And the Yichud of the Chosin and Kala is the Yichud of Klal Yisrael with HaKadosh Baruch Hu when there's no Averis. So Mele the Chosin gets his Kaporas Avoinus and the Kala, so therefore that's why they can be Misiachet then by the Chuppah. You make a Chuppah outside. One reason why you make a Chuppah outside, according to what we're saying is Moradik, is because Tachas Kippas HaShemayim. Tachas Kippas HaShemayim means that there's no Mechitzas anymore. So that's why you make a Chuppah over there. There's no Mechitzas anymore. It's with Tachas Kippas HaShemayim, we're together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there's a Homach Lekas. Some say Chuppah is Tachas the Chuppah, others say going to the Yichud. According to what we're saying is Hainu Hach. It's showing that there's no more Mechitzas. That is the Simchas Chosin. Simchas Chosin is the Simcha where there's no more mechitzas between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Memeila, the Yom Chasunasa is Matan Torah. Because Matan Torah is where it's Pascha Zomasa. If it's Pascha Zomasa, the tomb of the Nachash, the Chatam left Klal Yisrael. If the Chatam left Klal Yisrael, then there was no mechitzas. And therefore, that's why Matan Torah, there was Zoche to Ponim Beponim, Dibar Hashem Imochem. Ponim Beponim, Dibar Hashem Imochem. Ponim Beponim, Dibar Hashem Imochem means that there was no mechitzas. So maybe therefore you go straight from there to the Shiva Simei HaMishtek. Just like straight after Yom Kippur you go into the 7 days of Sukkos, so too you go into the 7 days Shiva Simei HaMishtek, the Chosin and Kala go into Shiva Simei HaMishtek, because that represents that when there's no Avoinus, then there's a Yichud between the Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and there's no Mechitzas between us, and that's the biggest Simcha. And that's the biggest Simcha. That's the Simcha of the Chosin and Kala. That's the Kesher between Yom Chasunosoi, Yom Simchas Liboi, between Matan Torah and between Matan Torah and the Mishkan and the Beis Hamikdash. Matan Torah is the time where there's no Averis, Pascha Zomaso, and therefore Yidim upon him. The Mishkan was the Mechaper for Klal Yisrael. And made it the Mechaper for Klal Yisrael, there was no Mechitzas and Mavdilas. That's the connection between Matan Torah and between the Beis Hamikdash. And that's the Chibur. Once there's no more Yetzirah, once there's no more Ra in the world, so then it's Bechina upon him, Dibar Hashem Imochem, and that's the Simcha. The Ma'aseh, I was thinking, the Chosin is also Daimon HaMelech. How does that all join in? The Pshat is that every Yid Be'etzem, the Yitzhar is called the Melech Zokin Ksils. He makes us do our bears because he's the Melech. The Chosin is Daimon HaMelech, so he breaks the Yitzhar and he's Zoich to do a Tshuva Shleima. Why does he become a Melech? He becomes a Melech to break all the Yitzharim and to do a Tshuva Shleima. He's Goyver. Arda Rabbah, Shor Lachach, Nefesh Achitas. There's no hope. The Melech is Poyer's Geder. Melech can do things what he wants. He's Poyer's Geder. So Yid has to Poyer his Tshuva. Yid has to be Poyer his Tshuva. Whenever there's a Zman of Tshuva, there's a Zman of Malchias. Rosh Hashanah is a Zman of Tshuva, there's a Zman of Malchias. Because the Pshat is the Man Malki Rabbanon, the Klal Yisrael of the Bechina, Atem Tiv Mamleches Kainim. So we break the Yitzhahara with that thing, and then we're Zaycha to be Misiachel with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Gemara says in Sanhedrin that Gimel Mitzvah is Nistab Yisrael when they came into Eretz Yisrael. Number one, Limnes Nei Melech. Number two, Lachar Zar Shalom Malik. Number three, Livnes Ben Beis HaBchira. According to what we're saying is Hafla Befela. Coming into Eretz Yisrael, we know Eretz Yisrael is like the abode of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It means getting married. So when you get married, the first mitzvah is Limnes Nei Melech. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the Chosin a Koyach of the Melech. What does he do with that Koyach of the Melech? He breaks the Ra. Lachar Zar Shalom Malik. And then he's boyna mikdash mat, then he's boyna the beis hamikdash. That's mamish the bechina. So that's how it all ties together. The chosin being daimon hamelech is in order to bring himself back to a matzav of to break the ra, to break all the mechitzas that are mavdil between him and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that we can get reunited with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the simcha. And that's the yom chasunasoi zu matan toyer, yom simchas liboy zu beis hamikdash.